Ghosts are everywhere.
Hey, there it is.
And we're here.
Ooh, hi.
What? We're releasing on a weird day?
Huh? I'm like, it's not a Friday? What in the world is happening?
It's not a Freaky Friday. It's
a thirsty
Thursday.
Ooh. I mean, it is arguably the thirstiest of all Thursdays.
It is a pretty thirsty Thursday.
For today's St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to ya. Laddies and lassies and etc.
And leprechauns in between. Laddies, welcome.
And lassies and leprechauns.
Welcome. To this time, I'm
to
Carly.
This time, I'm Cecilia.
And this time is called Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Sure is.
You know it. You love it. This is your special St. Patty's Day
mm-hmm.
version.
Yes.
Filled with, chock full of the luck of the Irish.
Yeah, the most magical, the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, that's what the song was written about,
yes.
Is this specific time in March when it's St. Patty's Day.
When it's St. Patty's Day. And when it's St. Patrick's Day and everyone, gets down to business and becomes just straight up hooligans, I think. I'm pretty sure that's...
I think that's the law. Shenanigans afoot.
A lot of debauchery and green beer and just green everything.
Just green. Can't get pinched if you wear green.
Lucky
so.
Charms.
Yep.
Lucky Charms, I think.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Mm.
Right? I think that's Irish.
I think so.
Isn't it?
You're
Irish. You should tell us what's Irish.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, cabbage and potatoes.
Oh, big time. Potatoes are big time
potatoes.
Irish.
A lot of potatoes.
Potatoes.
You got to make like an Irish stew. Ooh, Carly.
Yes.
I mean, today's not actually St. Patrick's Day. Today's actually a
different
day.
How dare you let them
but
in secret?
I should make us an Irish stew for St. Patrick's Day.
Luck of the Irish.
Make us some soda bread.
Oh my god, soda bread. A classic.
I love a soda bread because it's tasty and it's easy.
It's so easy. And it is bread at the end of the day. Yeah.
All right, girl. I'm going to make you some stew.
You better. Stew it up.
Stew it up.
Cecilia Stew Grady. That's what they call you.
That's what they call me.
That's why. That's how you got that name.
Yeah. Because I'd be stewing.
She'd just be stewing it up.
I'd be stewing it up all the time.
Yeah, we're full disclosure, recording this a couple days before St. Patty's Day. It's St. Patrick's week, though, Cecilia.
It is
still
St. Patrick's
the
week.
Spirit.
We are in it.
Come on.
And we are, surprise, going to talk about Ireland.
Surprise! The theme is Ireland. Could we be choosing any more of an appropriate theme at a more appropriate time of year?
Could we be any more festive?
We love it. In case you're new here, St. Patrick's Day is our second favorite holiday.
It is.
Our first favorite, of course, being Halloween.
Of course.
Of course.
Naturally.
I mean, do we have to even spell it out for you?
Of course. I mean, as spooky gals.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Who like to dress up and
yeah,
be
it's like, if that wasn't our favorite, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
But we love St. Patrick's Day second because it's like the fun time between like Christmas time and spring.
Because no one expects it.
And no one expects it. And it always delivers.
It always delivers. No one remembers it's a thing. And then it happens. And then there are the lowest of expectations because everyone's just like, I don't know, what's that when people get drunk? And we're like, yes, absolutely.
We're like, absolutely, sign us up. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking
yeah. So we've been really celebrating St. Patrick's Day since we were in university, and we really commit to it.
We love it. We go big for it.
We
think
big.
It's so funny. We just think it's
very
a
funny.
Really funny time. You get to eat green things and wear green things, and there's no, like, real reason for it except that it's a good time.
I mean, St. Patrick did vanish? No. He got rid of the snakes.
He drove all of the snakes.
He drove all the snakes out of Ireland. And he brought Catholicism to Ireland, which I guess is a good thing.
Hooray for St. Patrick.
Yay.
Oh my god. One day we have to go to Chicago, which is the Mecca of St. Patrick's
Boston?
Day.
Boston.
What did I say? Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, we should also go to Chicago.
We should go to Chicago.
Amazing.
But it's Boston. I actually
but
have
we should go
been.
To Boston.
I've been
for
to
St.
Boston
Patrick's
on
Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
No, but we should go as a unit.
Yeah, the thing is that I was there with my family.
Yeah, and the thing and is, you weren't there with yours truly.
It was wild. It was a wild time. But yeah. I did not get wild. I just...
Boston.
I just saw the wild.
Fenway Park.
We gotta go to Fenway Park and have some Fenway Franks.
Yeah.
Fenway Franks and some green beers with Mark Wahlberg.
Boston vibes. Yeah, I'd like to go to Boston.
Yes,
is Boston we can go to where Boston. They turn the river green, though? Yes?
No, that's Chicago.
See, that's why I thought Chicago. I would like to see the green river.
I mean, there's a lot of Irish people in Chicago, but yeah. Boston is the place.
Well, I mean, Boston is Celtics. Go Celtics. Like, that's, like, yeah. Go the Celtics. Thing. You get it. But I'd also like to see the green river, you know?
Reaver, yeah, we have to go. We have to be in two different places.
Okay, so I wasn't completely off in saying Chicago, because my brain went, "Let's go see the Green Reaver." You're right. Good suggestion with Boston. We should do Boston. That.
Yeah.
Not this year though. But this year, for the first time in, we've missed two St. Patty's days.
We have. We had to do them over FaceTime.
It's not the same.
No.
But this year we are making the.
We are doing IRL.
Time. We're able to do an IRL moment. We are able to. I'm very excited about it, in case you can't tell. And because of that, we decided to release a special Ireland episode on a day that isn't our normal release day, especially on St. Patrick's Day, because we thought, it's our podcast, and if we want to celebrate in a special way, we can.
It's our podcast. We can do whatever the fuck we want, and you can't stop
us. That's right, and you're going to listen anyways, and we thank you for it.
So you are going to. You have to.
Yeah. So, we invite you to grab your Jameson, grab your green beers, grab your Irish coffees, grab your soda bread, grab whatever you're allowed to drink
just
and would like to
drink.
Just grab
a potato.
Just hold it in your hand and cradle it to your heart.
Hold
give
it close.
It a kiss, and say, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Because that's what's happening here today. And since it's St. Patrick's Day, Cecilia, why don't you, our most Irish of hosts, start us off with a story today?
That would be me. Okay.
Correct.
I am, of course, going to the Emerald Isle itself.
Yes.
Taking a little trip.
How could we not?
To a place we could go if we wanted to relax. Hang out, have some nice views.
I would love to go. We should go.
We should go. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go right now. We can go there instead of you coming to Toronto.
Okay. Okay. You say that like a joke, but I'll drop everything and go.
Hop on a plane. Let's go. We're going to go. Okay. We're going to go to Galway.
Oh, I know the song. Galway.
I unfortunately do as well. We're going to go to Galway and we're going to which is on like the western coast of Ireland, right on the coast.
Love it.
To the Renville House Hotel.
Ooh.
So my info I got from renville.com, spiritedisle.ie, hauntedrooms.co.uk, and from an article in the Irish Times.
Ooh, Irish Times.
So, straight from the website itself, it says that Renville House is a historic country house hotel situated in the wild splendor of Connemara on the shores of the wild Atlantic Way.
Wow. That is a picturesque description of a place.
It's picturesque. It's scenic. It's situated in the wild splendor, Carly.
The wild splendor. Not just splendor.
Are you ready for the wild splendor?
I'm scared but excited for the wild splendor.
You should only be a little bit scared.
Okay, good.
Because, I mean, there are ghosts.
Well, that's scary enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but I shouldn't be scared for the splendor, just for the ghosts?
No, the splendor's nice.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Okay.
The ghosts, honestly, spoiler alert, not that scary.
What? Oh,
but
my God.
But, you know what?
What?
Still somewhat scary.
Okay. Give it to us.
Still a little scary. Okay, so way back in the 12th century.
Oh, my God.
The O'Flaherty clan.
Yes.
Built their home on the site. The O'Flahertys.
Okay.
Of course. An old Irish family.
Old
a
Irish.
A clan, if you will.
Oh, yes.
The English, of course, barged in and confiscated the land from them.
Classic.
And they sold it to the Blakes, who leased it back to the O'Flahertys, so they kind of stayed there, even though the Blakes owned it.
Yeah.
But eventually the Blakes took it over for themselves, and this is ours.
Okay.
They built a house. In 1823, Henry Blake moved in, and he added more space and a fancier home to the property to show off their, like, wealth and status.
Classic British moves, you know.
So if you don't know about Irish history, there's a lot of shit going on.
Oh,
but
big
mainly
time.
main thing to know is that a lot of the land was like kept by these Irish families, and they were pushed out by the British.
Yeah.
And there would be these landowners who would either lease them out or just kind of leave them to have nothing on them. And it was kind of shitty and bad.
Huge time. Land ownership was a huge problem.
Land ownership, big huge thing. Like, that's issue. The reason for, like, the potato famine and stuff. I won't get into it too that much because there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But basically, this land was kind of taken over by the British and now is in the hands of, you know, Irish people, but they're kind of, like, British Irish,
yeah,
know?
Like, sent from the crown to be
sort of
here in Ireland being Irish, but
or having, like,
yeah,
from a family that's, like, wealthy, yes, and fancy and with ties to England, if, yeah, not actually English.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the vibe that this house has.
Cool.
So in 1883, after some strain on the family's finances, Henry had died by this time, but his widow, Caroline, opened up the estate as a hotel and a resort.
Ooh, that's cool. Good for her.
So
party.
It did pretty well as this hotel because it's a way out on the sea. It's remote. Yeah,
scenic.
It's beautiful. Yes. It's scenic. It's surrounded by nature. It's owned by rich people, so it attracted a lot of, like, scholars,
yes,
and artists and poets and the types of people you'd expect to go there.
You love it, yeah.
It was later purchased in 1917 by physician, poet, and author Oliver St. John Gogarty.
Oh!
Who was pretty famous in his own right,
yeah,
for
is he,
his poetry and shit.
Oh, I was going to say, is he head of the Gogurt fortune? Like, is he...
No,
okay,
actually.
Well,
I mean, he... Maybe his, like, his ancestors were. I'm not sure. I didn't look into
oh,
it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Possibly. Right. Gogarty. Gogarty.
The Gogarty...
the Gogarty. Maybe it's
Gogarty. The Gogurt fortune.
The Gogurt fortune.
Of the early 90s.
And some
the early
guests,
yeah,
that he had included your pal, Winston Churchill.
My famous problematic fave.
Carly's problematic fave guy. Fucking Winston Churchill.
He'd expose me
he visited.
Again. Oh,
he's been there.
He's a bad boy, but I like him.
He's a terrible man.
He's pretty much
and Carly
the worst.
Loves him.
I just think he's hilarious. I just think he's funny. This man,
Carly,
is the kind of man
number one
who just
Winston Churchill
makes no
fan.
Sense because he's ridiculous. I love ridiculousness. It's so good.
Well, he visited.
Good for him.
Other people who paid a visit to the hotel were Welsh painter Augustus John, Irish dramatist Lady Gregory,
ooh,
and poet W.B. Yeats.
Cool. See, Lady Gregory for me is a big,
Lady
a bigger
Gregory.
Thumbs up. It's a bigger thumbs,
yes,
up. That's cool.
Yeah, she seems a lot cooler. But Yeats was there a lot because he was friends with,
yeah,
Gogarty. Gogarty
makes sense. He likes yogurt.
I don't know the name.
And he likes it in a,
he likes
in a convenient tube.
Yeats, yeah, likes yogurt. So he would hang out there a lot.
They call him Yogurt Yeats. That's
they
why.
Call him Yogurt,
yeah,
Yogurty
his,
Yeats.
His friends called him Yold Yogurt Yeats.
Yold Yogurt Yeats. In 1923, so it was originally this, like, house that was turned into a hotel, so it was less of, like, a big hotel, it was more of, like, a grand home that was,
right,
converted into a hotel. But then, in 1923, during the Irish Civil War, the building was burned down by the IRA.
Oh, wow.
Because they were like, these are British government supporters.
Yeah.
This is a big grand house.
They're like,
fuck
get
it,
it
burned
gone.
It down.
Yeah.
They said, no, no, no. But the IRA could burn down the house, but they could not burn down the ghosts.
I mean, as we famously know, ghosts and fire doesn't really
no.
do much for ghosts.
Didn't do much. They didn't burn down the ghosts, and also the hotel was rebuilt by Gogarty in the late 1920s.
Mm, okay.
So that's the hotel that's there now. It's like an arts and craft style hotel built in the 1920s.
That makes sense for the 20s. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And there have been plenty of strange paranormal goings on, both
yes!
before and after. after the IRA burned it down. Oh,
we love that. We love that. A storied history of ghosts. Sign us up.
So much shit. So we got some Victorian ghosts. We have some modern ghosts.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I love it.
So this is pre-fire in the more original home.
Okay.
So Gogarty, I should really just pick one. Gogarty. I said Gogarty. I'm committing to Gogarty.
Gogurt. We like Gogurt.
Put the heir to the Gogurt. To the Gogurt fortune.
Yeah.
So he would tell a couple of stories about strange occurrences that would happen in the house.
Okay.
One night in the West Wing, he was awakened by the sound of loud footsteps coming down the hall, like towards his room.
Drama.
So he went to see what was going on, because he's like, what the fuck, there should not be loud footsteps going outside my door. But as soon as he walked out of his room, it's like the Victorian era, he's got a little candle in his hand to see what's going on. Yeah. There's no lights. The candle gets blown out. There's like a breeze through the hallway.
Ghosts.
And he's just left in the dark.
Ghosts.
And once he's left in the dark, his arms and his legs got really heavy.
Ew.
And he said, as if I were exercising with rubber ropes.
Ew, I had a full body chill just now. I don't like that. Gross. That's gross. That's really gross. That's not what you wake up in the middle of the night for.
Yeah, imagine if you woke up in the middle of the night and you're just like, what was that loud noise? Probably my cat knocked over something. And then you just like, heavy arms and legs.
Heavy arms and legs. See, this is why in the middle of the night, if I hear a noise, I don't get out. I don't get out of bed. I just stay. I wait. I see if does anything continue to happen. Usually no. So I just let it happen and move along.
I mean, I have a cat, and I also have, like, upstairs neighbors, so right? If I hear a noise, I'm like, it's probably nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, my sister probably had to go pee. Like, that's what I tell myself. Oh, outside is probably a raccoon. Like, that's what I tell myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not about to get out of bed with a candle and have it be blown out and then have heavy arms and legs.
It would be pretty cool to have, like, a long dressing gown and, like, a candle to, like, walk around.
Ebenezer Scrooge vibes?
Yeah.
That's a good vibe.
It would be kind of cool.
To be fair. I would love to have a nightcap. Like, a hat.
Wow.
For sleeping at nighttime.
Like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge, full to the max.
Scrooge style. Scrooge style. Kyle's going full Scrooge style 2022. Spring 2022.
Spring 2022, the runway is just full of Scrooge style. That's what it should
Scrooge
be.
Style. Yeah. Yeah.
We should call all the designers and say, hey, remember your spring collections? Revamp them. We were all looking for Scrooge style.
Come on. We're doing it. Scrooge style is happening. It's all over TikTok.
Oh my God. Let's make it happen. TikTok. We're taking Scrooge TikTok style by storm and telling everyone that Scrooge style is what's happening.
Yes. Everybody get a nightcap and like a nightgown.
Yes. And
does he have a monocle or something?
I don't know about a monocle, but he has like those like slip-on old man slippers, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Right, with no backs.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And he just like
and a small, around. Almost burnt down candle, and that you
yeah,
hold.
But doesn't he have like little round glasses too?
He might have glasses.
Do we have to look up a picture of Scrooge?
Scrooge. I don't know if he has glasses though.
Scrooge. I mean, there are many a Scrooge.
There's many different iterations of Scrooge.
There's many a Scrooge. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one has little. This one. Okay.
Is there like an illustration with glasses? Like maybe
this is. I'm seeing. No, maybe he doesn't.
I don't
have glasses.
Think the one in the movie has glasses. Like the OG black and white movie. In Scrooge, he doesn't have glasses.
I'm seeing a lot. Oh, Scrooge McDuck has glasses.
Oh, that's where we're getting glasses from.
That's where I'm getting glasses from. Okay.
Okay.
The one that I'm thinking of is the one from the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Where it's Michael Caine.
Yes.
He doesn't have glasses.
He doesn't have glasses.
Scrooge McDuck has glasses.
Okay, to be fair, okay, Scrooge can't have glasses. If Scrooge McDuck has glasses, then that's
the two, acceptable. My Scrooges are Scrooge McDuck and Michael Caine from the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah, my Scrooges are Scrooge from the original black and white movie, one, and then Scrooged, Bill Murray from Scrooged.
Okay, we get it. You're cultured.
I'm just so cultured. What can you say?
You've seen the original black and white movie.
I was going to say, I'm really cultured. I've seen Scrooged, personally. But.
Scrooged? I have not seen Scrooged. No, the best one is the Muppets one, because the best version of anything is the Muppets version.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It really is a good one. My favorite Muppets, whenever I think Muppets Treasure Island. That's where my brain goes. Mm. I go there first.
Okay. No.
Before I think Christmas Carol.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
But that's just me.
Fair.
Yeah.
What was I talking about?
Scrooge vibes. Heavy arms, heavy legs. Which is terrifying.
Heavy arms, heavy legs. We don't want that. We want Scrooge that style. Yeah. We don't want heavy arms, heavy legs.
Correct.
We want to be limber and light.
Yes, that's what we're looking for this spring, in Scrooge style.
We want light limbs. We want our arms and legs to be so light.
Yeah, we want to basically float like a ghost, but we don't want to be scared.
We would love to float like, okay, speaking of like Scrooge McDuck, but not like, you know, when a cartoon character smells something and they float in the air.
That's what we want to do.
That's what I want to feel like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what Scrooge style can give us. That's what we believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Scrooge style is.
So TikTok, help us get on Scrooge style.
On it. Okay. We're talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
So what else happened? There's another story about there was a bedroom upstairs that was like a servant's room.
Okay.
And it had barred windows.
Oh.
But the servants would, like, refuse to sleep in it because they thought there was, like, a menacing presence in there. They're like, no, fuck, feel something in there, and it's not chill. It's not cool.
I don't like that.
So no one would sleep in there. And then one day, they noticed that the door was blocked. Like, they couldn't open the door.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't think there was anyone inside. So workmen had to take the bars off of the window so that they could get into the room. Uh-huh. And they found that there was a heavy storage chest in front of the door, as if it had been, like, dragged in front of the door by someone. But there was no one there.
There was no one there, and there were bars in the window, so they couldn't get in. So
nope.
Something bad moved that chest and said, no one can get in here. This is my room.
Don't trust it.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like that.
All right, so we got our poetry man, too. Old Yeats. Old Yeatsy.
Yeatsy.
I think you'd like it if I call him Old Yeatsy.
Old Yeatsy. Old Yogurt Yeats.
Oh, well, that's a different person.
He's friends with Go-Gurt.
Oh, he is friends with Go-Gurt, yeah. So I guess he's Yogurt Yeats.
Friend of Go-Gurt. The old Yogurt Yeats. Yeah.
Yogurt lover, poet, and ghost enthusiast.
That's his Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So he was a yogurt lover. What did I say? Poet and ghost enthusiast.
Yeats.
He was also... Yeats, obviously. Yeah. That's how people know him.
Yeah, we could...
visitor to this hotel.
Yeah.
Who come all the time.
Okay.
And his wife at the time was a well-known medium.
Yes. Yes.
So.
That's right.
She seemed to attract a lot of paranormal activity.
Girl, of course she did.
When they were hanging out at the hotel. So. One day, Go-Gurt was entertaining Yeats and another friend in the library when a door creaked open, but they didn't like see anyone there.
Okay.
And Yeats just puts up his hand and says, leave it. It will go away as it came. And the door shuts.
Oh, my God. The power of Yeats compelled them.
The power of Yeats. He was like, And the door was like, I mean, it could have just been like a servant. And he's like, fuck, what do I do?
The servant was like, I guess he's like, doing a thing.
Oh, shit, I guess no one saw me. I think they thought it was a ghost.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So there was a couple of incidents that happened with Yeats, and then after a couple of things happened, they decided to hold a seance.
What?
Because they're fancy Victorians, and they're like, what else is there to do but hold a seance?
Honestly, us if we were Victorians, what else is there to do?
What else is there to do?
I've done all my needlepoint for the day. What else is there to do but hold a seance?
I mean, I probably would have been like, a servant.
I mean, we would definitely have been poor, you're right. But, like, if we were rich in the Victorian era.
I would have been, like, on a farm, like.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't have even been near one of these houses.
No.
Absolutely not. I would have been shoveling manure.
Just shit covered.
I'm picking potatoes, digging them out with my bare hands.
You potato picking.
Mm-hmm.
Poop That's slinging. Me. Farm girl, you. That's your life.
Me. But wishful thinking, we would have been Victorians.
Yeah,
wishful. We're fancy.
Yeah, we're not gonna imagine our real reality.
No,
our imagined reality. We've done our needlepoint for the day. We've done gossiping. Now it's time for seance. That's thing three on. That's number three on the agenda of the day.
Now we are ready for seance.
Yeah.
So, Yeats. His wife, whose name's Georgie, which is super cute.
Love that. I'm obsessed with a lady with a man name. Love it.
So they used automatic writing, and the spirits let them know that it didn't like strangers in the house and that it would only show itself to Yates's wife.
Oh, no strangers, only this one lady who's writing for me right now.
So I'm sure we've talked about automatic writing before, but it's like the one where you have a pen and a piece of paper and you just like hold your hand.
Yeah.
And it, I guess, ghosts write for you.
Yeah, you just like write what it kind of tells you. Yes. Like, the ghost will either like move your hand or like communicate to you through you, and you write what they show you or what they're saying or any of the combination. Automatic writing is really weird and interesting. Yeah. We saw it done before when we were in the Cannon Knitting Mills. Remember with Haunted Hamilton?
We did.
That was really
people were doing that.
Cool. You and I didn't do it, but we watched other people do it. It was wild.
Mm-hmm. So Georgie did that, and then because she was told that it would only show itself to her,
right,
she went alone into the haunted room.
Oh no, George!
She said that when the spirit revered... Oh, no. She said that the spirit revealed itself as a vapory mist, and then it turned into, like, a young teenaged boy who had pale skin and red hair.
Irish.
Because it's Ireland.
It's so scary.
But she told everyone that he had the solemn pallor, a tragedy beyond the endurance of a child.
Oh, no.
The solemn pallor of a tragedy beyond the endurance of a child. So she figured out that the boy was a member of the Blake family who had once owned the house.
Okay.
After word of the haunted room spread, another friend of Gogarty named Evan Morgan decided that he was going to come over and attempt an exorcism to get rid of this creature.
Wow.
He didn't do a very good job. He came into the room, started to like pray, saying all the power of Christ compels you and all that shit.
Yeah.
And the room was filled with a thick mist and he was thrown to the ground.
Oh, he didn't do a good job. He just made them mad.
No, he pissed it off. Yeah. So he had to get like dragged out of the room by his friends.
Come on, guy.
But he said that as he was being dragged out, he had seen a redheaded boy who was like holding his throat.
Oh,
like he was
holding
his own throat.
That's scary.
So he said that he thought that the boy must have hanged himself in that room.
Oh.
And that's why he was haunting it.
Okay. That's a bummer. Okay.
Could be.
Mm. Something with the neck, maybe.
Something with the neck.
That's the thing.
Maybe you just, like, choked on something.
That's kind of was my thought. I was like, if you're a ghost and you're trying to show, would you not, like, trying to manifest a rope? Like, I would, if I, like, to me, that's...
You would try to have a ghost? Maybe he's not, you would try to have a rope? I mean, maybe he's not that good of a ghost.
Maybe he's not good at being a ghost, yeah. Because he doesn't have to manifest, he's just scary, people run away.
No.
Like, no. I guess my thought is, like, that sounds like the universal sign for choking.
Yeah, like, he's choking. You know what I mean? I personally, yeah, that looks like it's choking.
Yeah.
I think he was choking on something.
Yeah.
I think he was choking on a piece of popcorn.
Not popcorn, man.
I think it was popcorn.
Aw, that sucks, man. Popcorn's so good.
No, I choked on
it. What the heck?
Now he's dead. Now he's a ghost.
R.I.P., man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So this was all like pre IRA burning shit down.
Right, yeah. If it's the Blake
but
family.
But since it's been rebuilt, there have also been a lot of ghost stories from visitors to the hotel. A lot of women have reported that when they are putting on their makeup in the mirror, a man shows up behind them.
No, not in the
which
mirror.
Not in the mirror.
That is a real fear of mine. I'm scared to look in the mirror sometimes.
That freaks me out so much.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. Imagine you're just putting on your makeup, getting ready to go about your day, and there's a man.
Don't enjoy that at all. Nope.
People also often report the feeling of someone in their room with them. Of having their sheets pulled off of the bed, and a couple of people said that they've been fully thrown out of bed.
Oh my god.
Someone wants
Even if they were dressed Scrooge style, that wouldn't have saved them.
No.
No.
I mean, it's probably better to be dressed Scrooge style than to be, like, naked and be thrown
out of
bed.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Gives you a little more cushion for your cushion.
At least you're...
Yeah.
At least if you're sleeping in some Scrooge robes, you won't be just, like,
see,
out there.
More reasons to have Scrooge style be the style of spring 2022.
Yeah. It's still nice. It's still, like, nice and airy.
Yeah.
Bits breathe.
Let your bits out to the world, but also keep them for you. And you get an old-timey vibe. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All wow. the best of everything we love.
It's a win-win.
Wow. We need to really make this a thing. Like, we gotta capitalize on this. Like,
yeah, we have to invest
yes.
in Scrooge style.
I think it's important that we all don't invest in Bitcoin, but instead we invest yeah. in Scrooge style.
We love Scrooge style.
Yeah. Tried and true. Come on, baby. Yeah.
Come on, it's old-fashioned. It's
yes.
We've known it. We've loved it.
Exactly.
What else are there? Oh, so there's also a female apparition that's seen that some people call Old Mrs. Gogarty.
Old Mrs. Gogarty. The Old Mrs.
Old Mrs. Old Mrs. So the Gogarty old Mrs. herself. She's around. And there's also been a man. People see a man dressed in tweed.
Oh, as well. I love tweed. I'm a big fan mm-hmm. of tweed. Mm-hmm. Great city. Great little town.
Great little town. Great little tweed, Ontario.
Great small town, Ontario town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic
tweed
shout out. In 1965, renowned paranormal investigator Hans Holzer
yes visited a classic
British psychic Sybil Leek.
Oh my god, a classic. Classic a on classic. Classic.
So they stayed in room 27, which okay. people were saying is where the man in tweed is often spotted.
Ooh.
And they concluded from their visit that this man was actually the spirit of old Yates.
Oh,
WB Yeats.
That's interesting.
Out. Yeah, so he might be the man in tweed, so maybe he haunts it. So if you want to see a fancy poet.
Yeah, poet, fan of yogurt, yeah. ghost enthusiast, possible ghost, ghost enthusiast. Himself.
Possible ghost.
Yeats.
Yeah.
Love that.
So now you can stay at the hotel. You could maybe stay in room 27 with Yates. You can check out its ocean views. It also has a private lake, a golf course, a beach, woodlands, gardens. It has a bar, a restaurant, jacuzzi, sauna. It's got it all.
Oh, my God. Amenities on amenities at this place.
Exactly.
Holy
it's got it all.
Crap.
It's also furnished a lot in the same way that it was when it was rebuilt in the 1920s, so it has a very 1920s vibe.
Love that.
So it's like going back in time, including there are ghosts.
Including the people who lived and spent time there mm-hmm. are also there with you. Hooray.
They're with you, hanging out, and you can visit them in if you're ever in Galway.
Wow. They really take historical interpretation to a new level there in Galway.
They do.
I am obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with that. That's really great.
It's also got some nice sea views.
Who doesn't love a sea view?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
I wonder if you can swim at that beach. Like, what are the beaches like in Ireland? Like, if I'm yeah. there in, like, August, can I go swimming?
Probably. I feel like people go to the beach at some point.
Mm.
Right? Like, it's probably, like, I would think it's similar to, like, here. Like, we don't have that many beach days, yeah. but when we do, like, we still go to the beach.
But is it, like, going to the beach in, like, I guess in, like, Newfoundland or, like, Halifax where it's, like, kind of cold?
Kind of cold, a little rocky.
Like, the water's always going to be cold and rocky.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is it, like PEI, the best beaches in the world on a tiny yeah. island? I don't know.
And you can only go for, like, a month because it's fucking cold.
You can only go for a month, but, baby, that month is glorious.
That's great. I don't know. Irish people, let us know. What are your beaches like?
Irish people, tell us about your beaches.
People We'd, of Galway.
As far as
can
we know,
swim?
We don't know about your beaches, so let us know.
We don't. We 100% do not know about your beaches.
We don't know anything about them. We would like to know.
We would love to know.
And we would like to visit regardless. I'd like to put that out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
Oh, we got some more Irish goodness, baby, as you well
Hell
know.
Yeah.
It is the theme. It is the feeling of the day. And we're heading somewhere different. We're heading to County Cork for me, Cecilia.
Okay, County Cork.
County Cork.
All right.
So, about 8 kilometers from Cork, Ireland, is
mm-hmm.
a castle.
Okay.
Ooh, a castle.
We love a castle. Oh my god, of course you had a castle.
I mean,
you needed to have a castle.
How could we not? How could we not? Blarney Castle was originally
Ooh.
Built in 1200, Cecilia.
Okay.
And at that time was a wooden structure. The original keep didn't last very long because around 1210, a stone fortification replaced it.
Mm-hmm.
Though that stone version was then lost to fire in 1446. So the version we see today is not one of those first two versions. It was then rebuilt by Cormac Lederhosen. Cormac!
What?
Cormac!
What?
Okay, how do you that say L-A-I-D-I-R? Later?
L-E-I-D-I-R.
L-A-I-D-I-R. Later.
Later? Yeah, later?
Like Laird? It's like Laird, but no R. Because Laird is like a Scottish thing.
Lederhosen.
Yes. Cormac Later McCarthy. We'll just say Cormac McCarthy. Who was the Lord of Muskery. The castle changed hands numerous times through the 1700s before being bought by an ancestor of the current owners, Sir James St. John Jeffreys.
Right, James St. John Jeffreys.
Sir James St. John Jeffreys.
Okay.
So many J's, so many S's.
I also had a guy, Oliver St. John Gogarty.
Right?
The fuck?
What in the world? And he was the governor of Cork City.
Okay.
So, the castle is constructed of limestone, and today displays a partial ruin and many accessible rooms and battlements. This has nothing to do with the spookiness, but it was really interesting. Beneath the castle, you can even find a labyrinth of tunnels and chambers, believed to be the castle's prisons.
Okay, and so, and that's not haunted?
That is not the haunted part, I know. Well, as far as I know. As far as I could find. Though, again, like, this is Ireland. Everything's haunted. You know what I mean? There's, like, superstition abounds. Ghosts are everywhere.
Leprechaun.
Like, if there's a land to have the things, Ireland is one of these places.
It definitely has the things.
It has the things. But perhaps what is most known for this, perhaps what this place is most known for is a special little thing called the Blarney Stone.
Ooh. Did you kiss it?
Well, yeah. So, legend has it that kissing the Blarney Stone bestows upon the kisser the gift of the gab. And if you don't know what the gift of the gab is, it's essentially great eloquence and flattery.
We already got
it. We got the gift of the gab, baby.
We don't need to kiss the Blarney Stone. No. We got it.
But what if we kissed it and got 10 times even more gabbier?
Oh my god, we could be so gabby.
We could be so gabby.
We could kiss the gab stone. We could kiss the Blarney Stone.
I think we need to.
And be unstoppable.
Yeah, we would be able to get everything we want always. Which, like,
always.
Not to be this girl, but like, I'm kind of already anywhere. We got the gift of the gab, okay? If we didn't, you wouldn't listen to an hour and a half of us every week. Like, I would
we're so gab-tested.
We're so gab-tested. We're just full of gabs. Gab to the max.
Yeah.
It is such a prominent legend, Cecilia, that the word Blarney has come to mean clever, flattering, or coaxing talk. So, Blarney. The place where it's from is become what it's known as. Like, it's a whole thing. The stone itself was supposedly set into the tower of the castle in 1446, so when it was rebuilt, essentially. Mm-hmm. But its magical origin story is a little murky, like most good legends. The earliest version of the story is that the castle's rebuilder, Cormac McCarthy, was involved in a lawsuit in the 15th century, and so he appealed to the goddess Cleina, Queen of the Banshees.
Cormac McCarthy, an author?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Cormac McCarthy from 1446.
I think this is a different Cormac McCarthy. He's a Cormac McCarthy. Like, yeah, no, he wrote like No Country for Old Men in the Road.
Yeah, it's absolutely not that one. And I think that's
different
why they put
Cormac
his,
McCarthy.
That's why they put his middle name or his second last name because to differentiate, but I can't say it, so I'm not going to say it anymore.
Definitely a different guy.
Yeah. Cormac Later McCarthy, let's say that, was involved in a lawsuit in the 15th century, and so he appealed to the goddess Cleina, Queen of the Banshees. And in some myths, she's also a goddess of love and beauty, and she's the patron of County Cork. Which, so, that makes sense for place-wise, right?
Yeah.
Right? So, when McCarthy appealed to her, she told him to kiss the first stone he found on his way to court in the morning. And he did. And he won his case by pleading with great eloquence, and so the birth of the Blarney Stone. And another version of that story is that it's not the goddess Kleena, but it's an old woman.
Okay.
Who, when he was on the way to persuade Queen Elizabeth I not to strip him of his traditional land rights, she said, "Kiss the stone." And he kissed the stone, and same kind of deal. And then he convinced the queen that he could keep his house.
Nice.
Or his castle. I say house. It's a freaking castle. It's a castle. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
He later installed the stone that he kissed into the castle's parapet. And other versions are different. And they have it like the stone being from Ireland and being taken to Scotland and being brought back again. And another version has it that the stone was gifted to Cormac McCarthy by Robert the Bruce, who is King of the Scots. But the last two versions of this seem even less likely than the recommendation from a Celtic goddess to me, because in 2014, geologists, Cecilia, you'd appreciate this, because remember, you've worked with rocks.
Rocks.
You used to be a rock girl. back in 2014, geologists from the University of Glasgow found the stone's geochemical signature matches local limestone. So
in Scotland?
No, it matches local limestone in Ireland. So there's no reason it should be from Scotland. There's no reason it should be from anywhere different. Glasgow, yeah. There's no reason why it, yeah. So to me, the story of he asked the goddess Kleena to help him, she helped him, he kissed his own, hooray, is more likely than he got it from a king and the king was like, here's a stone. Like, you know, that is less likely seeming to me. Mm-hmm.
Why did the Scottish people figure out that the Irish rock was from Ireland?
I don't ask.
Wasn't in Glasgow. Okay. Just the Glasgow scientists figured it out.
Yeah. Kay. The University of Glasgow was like, this stone, Ireland. Great. So kissing the stone ain't easy, Cecilia. Though millions have done it, including politicians, literary giants, and movie stars. So apparently to kiss the stone, you have to ascend the castle's peak and then lean over backwards on the parapet's edge. And today it's outfitted with iron guardrails. And so the part that you have to lean across is no longer open air. It's like open air with some like iron bars that will fall.
Do you have to lean backwards because that's like how you get to it? Or is that like,
okay. Yeah, yeah. It's
but people would just like do that without bars. They didn't want to ever fall off.
Let me tell you about how they used to do it in the days of yore. Folks were grasped by the ankles and dangled over to reach the stone with their lips.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
there's even, what if you couldn't reach?
Well,
if you're too short?
Then you just fall and you die, or they like hoist you back up and you can't reach it. Yeah. There's even like it's such a like famous weird thing that like there's a Sherlock Holmes storyline where a man is kissing the Blarney Stone and he falls to his death.
Oh my god.
But then they figure out it's murder because his shoes were greased. Like, it's like a thing.
Oh.
Like, it's scary to kiss the Blarney Stone. I think that's kind of the, like, bit of excitement, too, is like, if you're daring enough to kiss the Blarney Stone.
Okay. I'm looking up a picture. It's very strange.
It's like, I couldn't picture it unless I saw a picture of it. And so we'll post it to the Instagram.
Yeah, because you have to like lie. You have to lie on your back and like lean
you
down.
You lie on your back and you arch your back and there's like hand holds and you kind of help push yourself. And someone else holds you on the other side like to help you.
Yeah.
And you like reach and then kiss it like upside down Spider-Man style.
You really, it's like Spider-Man style. You really have to lean back.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty wild. But apparently this whole legend of the Blarney Stone, it was reported in 1888 that at the time the stone's legend seemed to be less than 100 years old. So it's like an old new legend. But the Blarney Stone isn't the only famous stone, Cecilia, at the castle.
Okay.
Even though it's the most famous stone and the reason for, you know, a lot of this. Another is called the Witch's Stone, or the Witch Stone, which resembles the profile of a stereotypical cartoon witch, long nose included. If you're picturing what a witch would look like as a piece of stone, that's what the rock looks like.
That's what it looks like?
Yeah, it's the Witch Stone.
Witch Stone,
And
okay.
some say...
Where is this?
It's at Blarney Castle as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it, like, in a walk, in a wall or something?
It's, like, on the ground. It's, like, a natural, quote-unquote natural rock formation, what they say. And some say the spirit of the castle witch is within the stone, and she's only released at night to roam the grounds. And proof of which being not the witch, proof of this whole thing, proof of the witch, some have said, can be seen at a place called the Witch's Kitchen. Which, I keep saying witch, but which the castle owners believe was home to the very first of the Irish cave dwellers. So, this is an old place. This is an old place.
Very old.
And if you arrive at the place early enough in the morning, you can see the dying embers of a fire lit by none other than the witch herself to warm herself before returning to her stone. And so, yeah, they say that you can see these embers, and they haven't been lit by human hands. It's always the witch who lights the fire.
Okay.
But the witch is not the only spirit to spring from Blarney Castle. In the nearby Martin River, folks have witnessed salmon leaping from the river as they catch flies. Mm-hmm. Only problem? Salmon doesn't swim in that river any longer.
Okay.
There's no salmon in that river.
Ghost salmon, Carly?
I'm talking ghost salmon, Cecilia.
Are you telling me that there is a ghost salmon?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What the fuck? I think this is our first ghost fish.
This is our first ghost fish. You heard a rainbow fish. Let me tell you about ghost fish.
Ghost fish.
Yeah. There's salmon chasing flies and leaping out of the river, but there are no salmon to catch because they are the ghost salmon.
Because they're not real? Because they're ghost fish?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see.
And people might be like, yeah, but, like, maybe salmon could be in there. Salmon are a famously finicky fish. Like, salmon really only swim in certain waters because temperature really matters to them at certain times of the year. Like, the whole, the salmon run. Do people that know about the salmon run? Do they know? Do you know at home?
I don't know. Do they know?
Can you let us know if you know about the salmon run?
Do you know about salmon?
Do we need to explain salmon more?
Do we know about fish?
Are you fish?
No, you could just say, they're finicky fish.
They're finicky fish. And so,
they're
like,
not everywhere.
You know where salmon are. You know, they're not just hanging out doing whatever. Like, they're special. And a little bit like diva in a great way. So salmon don't swim in that river, but there are salmon there.
Ghost salmon.
Surprise. And Celia, these are not the only ghost animals you can find at Blarney Castle. You can find my personal favorite animals. Cows!
Ghost cows!
You bet.
Oh my god.
So apparently, at times of great danger, a herd of ghostly cows walk from the depths of the lake to graze on the meadows below the castle.
Wait. What?
I know, I'll say it again, because when I read it too, I was like, hold on a second.
Okay, why? In times of great...
of great danger, a herd of ghost cows come from the depths of the lake to graze on the meadows below the castle.
Why?
And guess what, Cecilia? You might think, maybe they just lost a herd of cows. No, they don't have regular cows at Blarney Castle.
Yeah.
They don't keep cows.
Okay, but these are ghost cows that are emerging from the lake.
Yeah, so if you're at Blarney Castle... And you see cows walking from the lake to graze upon the meadows, I would get your butt out of there.
Oh my god, yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. And as if all of that wasn't enough, Cecilia, the castle might also be cursed.
What the fuck?
Get ready.
We got ghost cows, we got ghost salmon, now it's cursed.
Yeah, we got a witch, we got a stone, now we also got a curse.
Boy.
The Blarney Castle curse is that if one removes a stone, rock, or even tiny pebble from the area, it will bring misfortune and misery to them.
Oh, it's one of those places.
It's one of those classics. Yeah.
Okay.
And there are countless stories of those who take home this forbidden souvenir, only for them to immensely regret it and mail it back to the castle with an apology and a hope that the curse will subside.
Of course.
So don't take shit that's not yours.
Don't take it. No, yeah, we've talked about this before. I love stories like that. Yeah. It's just like, it's don't fucking take shit.
Right?
And then it puts the doubt in people's minds that they won't take it.
Uh-huh. And we love it. And but one of these cases is that of Liam Saruman, a Canadian, who in February 2009...
Liam Saruman?
I know. The eye of Liam Saruman.
What was he up to?
he's not a good...
Was he about to see a magical wizard? He's trying to find the One Ring?
Well, he might as well have. Okay. He was definitely on some kind of a journey. Because in February 2009, he took home a small stone that had fallen from the castle wall. Once home, his life became chaotic, and he experienced a constant stream of bad luck. He returned the stone.
Because he had the One Ring.
Yeah, he was like, oh my god.
No, just a stone. Okay.
Just a stone. He returned the stone with a note asking the curse to be reversed. Mm-hmm. And I love that. But the only instance of a piece of the Blarney Stone not being connected to a quote-unquote curse that lives not at Blarney Castle is this. At Texas Tech University, they have a stone fragment on display outside of the old electrical engineering building, and they've had it there since 1939, and they claim it to be a missing piece of the Blarney Stone.
Oh, interesting.
Which is so weird and so...
That's so strange.
So specific and, like, very Confucian. I don't know. But they're like, it's the Blarney Stone, here's a piece of it.
Have they, like, tested it and checked?
Not that I know, but also to me it feels like the kind of legend you don't want to test.
Well, it might as well be.
Yeah, like, you're like, if you believe in it, then why not let it be a piece of the Blarney Stone?
Do people kiss this Texan Blarney Stone?
I don't think so, but I would like to know if you can, and I would like to kiss it.
Yeah, can you?
Can we go to Texas and kiss it?
You can kiss anything.
If you try. And if they let you.
If you ask nicely.
Yeah. as long as whatever you're trying to kiss is consenting, then yeah, I'm pretty sure you can kiss it. This has absolutely nothing to do with ghosts or curses or anything, but I know that you'd want to know this, Cecilia. Blarney Castle also has extensive gardens, as one could imagine. Including a poison garden.
Ooh, that's fun.
I know. Wolfsbane, mandrake, ricin, opium, and even cannabis. So they got all the goods. All
right.
Blarney Castle is a fun place. And I got a lot of my information today from Wikipedia, from hauntedjourneys.com, and from spiritedisle.ie. And that, my friends, is...
spiritedisle.ie.
And that is the Blarney Stone
what
and Blarney Castle.
Load of Blarney.
What a load of Blarney.
You just Blarneyed all over me.
That's, what can I say? It's me.
It's you.
Blarney Central Population Us.
Population Us and the Blarney Stone.
Yep.
Whoa. Fucking ghost cows. Okay.
Ghost cows. It's like the best thing there could be.
So strange. That's like, who spotted this and was like, wait.
Yeah.
There aren't cows here.
Wait. Also, where did it come from? There hasn't been a cow here in 48 years. Like,
was it just like there used to be cows and then they don't have cows anymore and now the cows... Why is it in times of great danger?
I don't know. To me, they give me a little bit more like water spirit vibes. You know, like the water horse?
Yeah.
They give me more like that kind of vibe rather than these are cows that once grazed these pastures. They give me more of a like cows. Spirit cow vibes.
They're magic cows.
Yeah, maybe. They apparently come from the lake in times of trouble to graze on the pasture below the castle. And I'm like, that's so specific.
Do they do anything, though? Why in times of great trouble? Do they help?
I don't... Maybe people just see them and they're comforted by the cows. They're just a bunch of comfort cows. And they're like, the cows
are here.
That'd
be nice.
Right?
In times of great trouble, if there was just a cow that I could give a hug.
Emotional support cows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
I could just lean against it.
That would be really fun and cute.
Just have a little cow to cuddle.
Yeah, and it would just go, moo. I'm a cow.
Softly at you.
Oh, that would be so nice.
That'd be really cute.
Aww. We love cows.
We love emotional support cows.
We're big fans of their work. For sure.
For sure. That's why we want ghost cows in all the stories. Yeah. If anyone else has any stories of ghost cows, hit us up.
Oh my god, we would die to hear them. So please send them our way.
Absolutely.
Because we love them so much. I was also shook by the salmon personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how when I originally thought of doing Blarney castle. I was like, oh, there's the Blarney Stone. Okay, there's a witch. I was like, but I want, like, some real, quote-unquote, real ghosts. I was like, I need some classic ghosts. And then I found some ghosts that were the opposite of classic ghosts. But they're ghosts nonetheless. So I live to tell the tale. Live another day. Another
ghost day, salmon. Another ghost fish, that's and right. ghost, another new ghost creature for us to appreciate.
That's right. Another week, another weird ghost creature.
Mm-hmm. We had all the Irish things we need. Ghost creatures, something getting burned down by the IRA.
I mean, honestly, like, if we, I'm so glad we put our trust in Ireland this week. Of course, Ireland delivers, as always.
Of course. Of course.
This is the realm that the Irish really excel in.
Yes. We treasure it.
Supernatural. So, congratulations to you and your people. Mm-hmm. I love Ireland. My aunt, who is 100% Italian, famously believes that she was Irish in another life. She's convinced of it. That's
so weird.
It's so funny. She's like, I was Irish in a past life. I'm like, I'm sure you were. Because she just loves Ireland so much. She loves Irish, everything Irish.
Has she been there?
No, she really wants to go. Oh. She's been to England. She also thinks she was kind of British in a past life because she just likes it. But no, she's convinced. She's like, no, Ireland. I was definitely Irish. I was like,
she feels a connection.
Yeah, she has a kinship, and I love it. Like, it's so funny. But I have a kinship with Ireland in a way. Like, Italian and Irish people, the white people, other white people have always hated. You know, it's kind of a vibe.
Yeah.
I get it.
Got that Catholicism and anger deep down.
Deep anger, big families, Catholicness.
Yeah.
It's the same vibe. It's a similar vibe.
Some vibes. Yeah. Some similar vibes going on.
Yeah.
Very superstitious.
Very superstitious, just a little different ways. Yeah, for sure. Mm. For sure. Oh, we love it.
And we love our favorite holiday.
And we love our favorite holiday. Oh my god!
Find some green beer. Yes. And some green treats. Just we could go to Krispy Kreme.
We are going to Krispy Kreme 100%.
I do have a Krispy Kreme nearby.
We have to eat a green.
Find some green donuts.
Donut.
We gotta get green donuts. Oh my god! I'm so excited. It's happening.
I'm so excited I could cry. Have a green donut on us. Don't invoice us, but know that we're with you in spirit.
We won't pay for it, but we have suggested it.
Yeah, so. We would love for you to enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. And, Celia, did you, been watching anything good, been doing anything good? Anything you want to fill our friends on this past
what
week?
What have I been up to? Oh, you know, just hanging out, chilling. I, rewatched the first and third Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Beautiful. So proud of you. So,
there's ghosts and skeletons in those.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky.
They're, like, very undead. Or, like, a bunch of it.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, some classic film that everyone should watch and appreciate.
A classic film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been watching The Gilmore Girls.
How is it? I've never watched it all the way through.
It's good.
To be honest.
It's very just, like nice and funny.
It's
like, wholesome.
That's what I remember it being, is like a wholesome thing that I never watched all of.
Cool. It's nice to, you could just like breeze through it. I feel like you could watch it in like 2 days even though it's 7 seasons.
Honestly, you're probably right.
Breeze on through.
You're not wrong. Well, I love that for you. Well, I watched like 2 new series last week, 2.5. I watched another one between yesterday and today. I watched the first season of Abbott Elementary, which I think is brilliant and everyone needs to see. It's mockumentary style. It's Quinta Brunson, who is a hilarious comedian who I'm sure a lot of folks know from BuzzFeed and Black Lady Sketch Show and a bunch of other projects. But this is her show. Okay. She's a showrunner and it's so funny. It's mockumentary style about these teachers who work at an inner city school in Philadelphia. Underfunded, underpaid, overworked, all the things that is true, but makes for great comedy as well.
Okay.
And it's awesome. The movie, you know the movie The Parent Trap?
Yes.
You know Chessie from The Parent Trap?
No.
She's like the nanny. She's the dad, like the dad has the nanny. She's the nanny.
Okay.
And the nanny gets with the butler. Do you remember that? That plot?
No.
part. I do, because I love that movie.
The Parent Trap is one of those movies that I'm not actually sure if I've ever seen.
That's fair. I watched it a lot as a kid because Lindsay Lohan has the birthday of October 11th, and that's my birthday.
Yes,
of famously. And she's a redhead, so Ireland. But, no, but so Chessie, for any of those who care to remember and know The Parent Trap, is a wonderful actor, and she's in Abbott Elementary. That's all. As soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my god, that's Chessie! Oh my god, I love Chessie! Anyways, she's very funny. And I also watched Rutherford Falls, finally, which I was really excited to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the new Michael Schur, Ed Helms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, who's the other showrunner? She's wonderful. She's indigenous. Sierra Teller Ornelas? Sierra Teller Ornelas. Yeah. And she's really wonderful. It's such a great show. Dustin Milligan is in it. Everyone loves Dustin Milligan from Schitt's Creek.
From Schitt's Creek? Okay.
It's really funny. It's like about this like New England town called Rutherford Falls. And Ed Helms plays like a descendant of the Rutherfords. And his best friend works at the cultural center on the reserve, which borders the town. And it's very funny. It's great. It's so nice to see such rich indigenous representation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just funny. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big fan of, we're both big fans of laughing through hardship and just, like, laughter as medicine and laughter as the only way to live. Because that's what life is for. And this show does that really well. They, like, go through a lot of... They tackle a lot of hard and true topics with, like, working through the, like, hundreds of years of colonialism that these characters are facing and working through. But it's really funny. And it's great.
Okay.
Brings levity to the situation, like we try to do every week. Mm-hmm. And then I also watched Our Flag Means Death. You said pirates. I thought that...
Pirate
with Rhys Darby and Nick Kroll is in it, and it's just like got a bunch of comedy people playing a bunch of roles. It's silly, and they're
is that a TV show or a movie?
I've never heard of it. It's a TV show. It just premiered. I think it has 6 episodes so far. It's new. It's this year, like this month, I think, or maybe last month. New. It's on Crave. If you're in Canada, it's an HBO show. It's very funny. Rhys Darby is the main character, and he plays this gentleman who leaves his whole family behind to be a pirate and like captain a ship, and he calls himself the Gentleman Pirate. It's so funny.
Nice.
And then there's so much shenanigans because he's not a good pirate and he's just a guy who's playing pretend pirates. It's really funny. Yeah, that's a cute show that I was watching as well. So lots of good TV. If you're in the market for some or some old classics, we got you. We got you on both ends.
Yeah, we got it all. We're watching. We're watching it for you.
We're watching it so we can let you know about it.
We're watching it so you can know about it.
Because we know that's what you listen to this podcast for, is definitely our recommendation.
Carly be watching so much goddamn TV, so.
Hey, honestly, to be fair, these shows only have one season. And they also aren't long episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, I also was continued watching Ghosts, the TV show Ghosts. I talked about it a while back. Mm-hmm. Still very funny. Still not finished. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me about that. Mm-hmm. I never watched it.
It's good. Apparently, I heard that the British version is even better. I haven't watched it. The British version is available for free on CBC Gem.
Okay.
But I did the thing where I really wanted to watch it and the new season of Outlander, so I decided to get Stacked TV for a month.
Okay.
A free trial.
For Outlander.
Because I just want to watch Outlander in real time. I don't want to miss out.
Oh my god.
I love Outlander. It's just so old-timey and full of ridiculousness. I love a ridiculous show.
Butts. That show is a full of butts.
I love butts. Who doesn't love butts? We all have them, okay?
We all have them. We all love them.
We all love them. We all have them. Are we supposed to be ashamed of that? I don't subscribe to that. I don't have time for it.
That's just the only thing I know about Outlander. I'm not shaming you.
No, I know. I'm not saying you're shaming me. I'm just talking to society at large. I know you.
I know you
would never shame me for butts. Exactly. Because you are also a lover of butts. So I know that you would never shame me.
I would never shame.
As a butt lover. No. I know that. As a fellow butt lover. As a fellow butt lover. This one goes out to all our fellow butt lovers. Congratulations. Butts are amazing. And they're everywhere. Much like goats.
Butts are everywhere. This is our new podcast. We're changing the name. We're talking about something else.
Yeah.
Each week we talk about a new butt.
Each week we discuss one particular butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be our spinoff podcast of this podcast.
Yep. That's our Patreon bonus content. Our new butts are everywhere.
If you want us to do butts are everywhere, you need to join our Patreon. Where we can do that segment for you.
And we absolutely will do it. Oh, Carly.
Yes, Cecilia.
Have you seen any butts lately?
Ooh. You know what? I've seen some butts. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. They are everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
You walk down the street, there's someone in front of you, there's a butt. Like, butts are everywhere. What are you supposed to do? Exactly. Not look at it? There's a butt.
I can't stop looking.
You can't help it. It's just there. It walks into your line of sight, and you just go, a butt, and then it goes away.
You gotta look.
You don't have to ogle the butts.
No.
But you're gonna look at it, because
you look. Respectfully.
We have to respect the butts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
What about ghosts? You seen any ghosts lately?
I have not seen any ghosts, though I've been lucky to see ghosts and butts. We've talked about ghost butts before.
We have talked
on this podcast. I have not seen a ghost butt. I would really like to see a ghost butt. Like, that would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Cecilia, have you seen first 1A butts and 1B ghosts?
Butts, yes. Ghosts, no.
Okay. Fair.
Mm-hmm. Even though both are everywhere.
Both are everywhere, but we can't always see one of the two.
I don't always see the ghosts. And by always, I mean I don't ever see
And by always, we mean we've never personally seen them. I've
never personally seen
though
the ghosts.
Though we keep asking the question every week diligently, and we will continue
to. I have personally seen butts.
Good for you. I'm really glad that you've personally seen butts. If you hadn't, I would have been really concerned for you.
Not to brag, but...
But also, I feel like if you said you hadn't personally seen butts, I would know you're lying, because we've personally seen butts at the same time.
We've seen the same butts.
We've seen the same butts. Let's be real. Well,
all right.
That's what we have for you today on this St. Patty's Day.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Go out today. Have some fun. See some butts.
See some butts. See some ghosts. Have a beer. Have a... potato, make some Irish stew, make some Irish soda bread. It's really easy and really good.
Don't let them get after your Lucky Charms.
No, don't let them. Don't. I know they're always after you.
They're always after them, but you gotta do your best to stay one step ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of those kids.
Darn kids.
Those darn kids. Those darn meddling kids.
Darn meddling kids. Well, we love you. Where could our friends find us on the internet there, Cecilia?
Oh, on Instagram at Ghost Are Everywhere Pod. Also on TikTok at Ghost Are Everywhere Pod. Hey, we TikTok now.
That's right,
baby.
We're the real deal.
We can also be found on Twitter at GAE Pod. Yep. We have an Etsy store, which we've forgotten to talk about for
a bit.
That's
true. We do.
That exists.
It exists. You can find
that. I don't know.
It's
look at our
Etsy.com/shop, I think, / Ghost Are Everywhere. You'll
look
find
our
it.
Link tree on Instagram, and you can find all these fun things.
Yes.
Go on our Patreon so that we can start Butts Are Everywhere.
Yeah, if you want Butts Are Everywhere, you have to sign up for the Patreon.
You have to sign up. We're going to make it happen.
And then we'll do it. We'll do it if you ask us to. We thank you for being us. We thank you for being us.
Thank you for being us.
It feels really nice that you're us.
It feels so nice for you to be us.
Oh my goodness. It's St. Patty's Day. You can tell. Well,
can you tell that we have not been drinking at all?
Can you tell
that
this is us fully sober regardless?
I mean, it is 11 p.m. It is like almost midnight, but sober.
But, so, and honestly, it's just who we are, baby. Can't help
baby.
It.
We love you.
See you. When we see you, which will be next week, for our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
We hope this gets you through, and we hope you have a fun time. And we love you, and we miss you. And we're going to give you a little kiss like you're the Barney Stone. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Lip balm, and then you can tell me your
story. Okay, lip balm break. Lip balm break for O'Grady.
All dried out.
Lip balm break.